Mistakes were made. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That admission from authorities in Texas where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at a school in Uvalde.
The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
Governor Greg Abbott, we now know that police waited a while before entering a classroom.
An elite Customs and Border Protection unit killed the Uvalde, Texas school shooter after reportedly becoming frustrated with the inaction from local police. The director of the Texas Department of Public Safety says the 18-year-old gunman entered the school through a propped-up door. Just 2 minutes later, police officers entered the same door, but it took about an hour before the gunman was killed.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The White House says President Biden and the First Lady will visit Uvalde tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Buffalo, New York today. The city is saying goodbye to the 10th and final victim of a supermarket shooting that happened 2 weeks ago. Supporters of the NRA insist we don't need tougher gun laws.
As always, in the wake of these tragedies, the various gun control policies being pushed by the left would have done nothing to prevent the horror that took place. Absolutely nothing.
Former President Trump speaking yesterday in Houston at the NRA's annual convention. Russian forces and separatists backed by Moscow are having their way in eastern Ukraine. They're pounding the Donbas region, forcing residents to flee. Holiday weekend travelers are paying more at the gas pump. AAA says overnight, the average nationwide price for a gallon of regular gas creeped up to just over $4.60. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More resistance to the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot.
An attorney for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it's unclear how the Select Committee is operating within the bounds of law or the confines of congressional authority. In an 11-page letter to committee chairman Democrat Benny Thompson, McCarthy's legal counsel says the words and actions of committee members make it clear it is not exercising a valid or lawful use of subpoena power. McCarthy and four other House Republicans were subpoenaed earlier this month and asked to testify about events leading up to and on January 6th. Issuing subpoenas as the sitting members of Congress is highly unusual. It's unclear what steps the Select Committee could take or if it will vote to hold the lawmakers in contempt. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A legal loss for former President Trump.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that New York Attorney General Letitia James can continue her civil investigation into former President Donald Trump's business practices, throwing out a lawsuit he had brought to try and block the probe. The ruling comes a day after a New York appeals court ruled that Trump must answer questions under oath in James' investigation, upholding a lower court ruling requiring him to sit for a deposition.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, James has said the probe has uncovered evidence that the former president's company misstated the value of assets on financial statements for more than a decade, assets like skyscrapers and golf courses. In the NBA, the Miami Heat force a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals after beating the Boston Celtics 111-103. The winner of tomorrow's game will play the Golden State Warriors. In the NHL, the season is over for the St. Louis Blues. They lost to the Colorado Avalanche last night 3-2. The Avalanche are now headed to the Western Conference Finals to face the Edmonton Oilers. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.